All right, West Virginia, been hanging out this morning with Jamie Summerlin. He's going to be running across the country, 3,500 miles, 35 miles a day, times 100 days, no breaks except to, you know, stop, sleep, and get something to eat, and that's it. We've been talking with him all morning. Okay, Jamie, you have some particular goals in mind that are personal and some very specific reasons why you're doing this, and you wanted to share those with us. Why don't you go ahead and do that now?
Yeah, you know, as I've been doing this, as the word has been getting out, you know, I've been very fortunate to receive emails, I've received letters, I've received, you know, phone calls from folks that are, you know, behind this run that really want to support it. And those are the reasons, you know, that I get out and get up, you know, in the mornings and go run. Like this morning, you know, I'm up 4 o'clock, I'm out the door, out running 16 miles, you know, the weekends doing 30 miles a day. So I'm running now between 100 and 150 miles each week just to kind of get myself trained and, you know, physically ready for the run.
Right.
And it's also helped me on the mental aspect to do that. But it's challenging some mornings. You know, there's some days where, you know, I wake up and I'm not sure that I really want to get out of bed, but then I think about the folks that I'm doing this run for. I received an email a couple of months ago from a very good friend of mine. She works with a gentleman out in Washington, D.C. area for the FBI. She sent me this email, and it was an email that covered their conversation that they had had that morning.
Okay.
In the email, she says, "I just had a guy stop by my desk and inquire about your run for the Wounded Warrior Project. I think I told you that I had sent emails and flyers around and then posted some flyers around our office. He said that he had read it several times and wondered who this guy was. He said he finally stopped by today to inquire about you. He told me that he was a 10-year veteran of the United States Marine Corps and was injured in Afghanistan when a sniper shot him in the back. He was flown to Denver to recuperate and was paralyzed for a year. His spine was rebuilt with metal plates, screws, and cadaver bone. He is walking once again but can no longer feel his left leg. There are bone fragments floating around inside his back. He is in constant pain and has been told that additional surgeries could paralyze him forever. He wanted to express his heartfelt thanks that a fellow Marine would contribute so much of himself to do what you're doing. He's been involved in the Wounded Warrior Project during his injury and now gives back to them. And he says that he will keep up with your journey and wishes you great success.
Wow.
Just letting you know that you're doing great and that you greatly affected the two of us today. Keep up the good work and we'll be watching you." And I read that, and I think, you know, I'm doing nothing. You know, I'm out here, I'm pounding the pavement, you know, I'm putting one foot in front of the other, I'm raising awareness for these folks, and this guy is emailing me and thanking me. You know, they're the ones that we need to honor and show our respect to each and every day for the sacrifices that they've made. You know, there are a lot that have obviously made the ultimate sacrifice that aren't making it back home. But for those that are making it back home, that are, you know, have given so much, this organization and what we're doing to try to support it is helping folks like this get back on their feet, you know, helping them, you know, get back into society and be people that they once were, because, you know, they know that they're not the same, you know, whether it be physically, whether it be mental with PTSD issues, things like that. You know, this is an opportunity for us to give back to them. And I read something like that, that's what gets me out of bed in the morning. That's what helps me get out and go through the pain of, you know, running through the cold weather, doing the 100-mile races, whatever it may be. You know, each step I take is for those folks and to support them, and that's why I'm doing what I'm doing.
See, now, Jamie, now you're sounding reasonable again, and I've lost my ability to make fun of you. And although I know you're one of those people, you blush easily, I am going to say this. Not only am I proud of what you're doing, I'm proud to be your friend, and thank you very much.
Well, thanks, man. I really appreciate it. I was really concerned that you were going to tell me you love me, but I'm glad you didn't go there, at least on the air. So.
No, but if you've got a few minutes after the interview, maybe we could talk. No,
well,
no,
you know,
no, no.
We can chat a little bit later. So.
All right, at Palmer Stevens, we're broadcasting live across the great state of West Virginia. We've been talking a little time this morning, spending a little quality time with Jamie Summerlin, who is running across America to help the Wounded Warrior Program. Of course, we've been giving the link throughout the morning. Also, we're going to put that link up on the Facebook page. That's The Boss 97 on Facebook. Sign up there. Click in. You go straight through to Jamie. Not only do I highly recommend, dare I say, I almost demand that you go to the page, click on that, and get a look at this and really see it for your own eyes. All right, we're going to be back in just a few minutes. Boss 97 FM, good morning.